Parshas Tzav, Kapitel Vav, Pasuk Gimel. V'lova shakayin midai vad, imichnes evad, yilbash al bisarai. L'kavod HaSiyum, I asked that Alexi bring up a tray of cake from the kitchen. Yay! Okay, Baruch Hashem Kim Lach, I'm glad that you're all happy.
I'm coming.
Oh, here he is.
Oh, there's a problem.
What's the problem?
I have this tremendous tray of cake. It doesn't fit through the door.
Alexi,
I know what to do. I'll turn the tray sideways. Ah, I came in. I'm a genius.
Yes, but all the cake is on the floor, Alexi.
Oh, all right, I'll take it.
No, don't throw it out.
Who's throwing it out? I'll eat it.
Cake from the floor?
I always eat cake from the floor. Ah, somebody once told me my floor is so clean you could eat from it. Oh, don't worry, I'm coming back soon.
Alexi, make sure to bring a different tray.
I brought a different tray.
But you brought a bigger one than the first one.
Oh. Wait, I have another idea.
No, don't turn it over again. Alexi, just take the cake off. Where are you going?
I'll climb in through the window. The window is big enough. There we go. Here's the tray. And I climb through the window.
Where's the cake, Alexi?
Oh, must have fell out as I was climbing into the window. I'll get some more.
Never mind. I'll send down some of the kids. Just give it to them.
Okay. How many pieces should I give them?
There are 32 kids in the class. One piece per kid.
Okay, so how many is that?
32.
What about for me?
You can take as many as you want.
I have the cake, Rebbe.
Good, Moshe, thank you. Now that you have the cake, you can give it out.
Okay, this is for you. Maishi, can I have? No, one piece. You already had. You heard?
Whoa, what's going on over here? Maishi.
Baruch tried to get a second piece. He thought I wouldn't remember, but I told him.
I'm very upset about this.
That's right, and he always does that. He always tries...
No, Maishi. I'm upset at you.
At me? But Rebbe, you said I should only give one piece per person, and he tried to get a second piece.
No, but it seems to me... that you seemed very, very happy. You were enjoying saying no to that second piece.
Because yesterday, when I wanted something from him, so he didn't...
So in other words, even though you legitimately told him no, but you were taking pleasure in it. Moshe, that's not how a Yid acts.
I have a feeling that here comes another story.
You're right. Rabbi Saul Salanter was getting onto the train back to Salant. He scanned up and down the aisles, looking to see if perhaps there was another Yid who could keep him company. Finally, he saw a Yid getting onto the train.
Excuse me! Conductor, this is my ticket. Where is my seat? 4B. Where is 4B?
Right over here, sir. Please follow me.
4B. I
heard you.
Well, why don't you take me to the seat already?
It's right over here, sir. Please sit down.
Excuse me, conductor.
Yes, Rabbi.
Can I switch seats to be next to that person over there?
Sure. No problem. My pleasure.
This way I can sit next to someone and talk to him. The words of Tyra on the trip. Okay. Shalom Aleichem, Rav Yidlis Machman.
Huh.
Shalom Aleichem, Rav Yid?
What do you want?
Can I get in?
So get in!
But you're blocking. Can I sit in the seat next to the window? Maybe I should go back to my seat. Well, my seat has been taken already.
You mean I have to get up for you because you want to go into your seat?
Well, I think it would be less comfortable for you if I had to climb over you.
Oh, what if today would have all the...
Thank you for getting up. You're welcome also. He seems to be learning. So, what sugya are you Isaac in?
May I ask why is that your concern?
I just thought we can talk to... All right. Okay, I'll try to make myself as comfortable as I can. Let me open the window a little bit over here.
Oh, it's freezing! Achoo!
I'm sorry, I'll close the window.
sorry. Oh, the nerve. I didn't mean that. I'm sorry. All right, I'll try not to bother him. Let me just take out my cigar over here, and I'll... Okay, no, I wasn't even going to light it. I'm sorry, okay. Well, I have some ksavim over here to look over. Let me take out my papers. Can you,
Oh, I can't stand rumpling papers! Would you please put that away?
Sorry. I'd love to go wash my hands. I touched my shoes. Excuse me, do you mind if I step out a minute?
Oh, no! I have to get up again! Oh! I have to get up again for you to walk out! Oh! And then I'll have to get up again for you to be able to walk in, right?
You know, I have an idea. Why don't you move over and take the seat next to the window? This way.
And now you're telling me where to sit!
It's okay. It's all right. You sit wherever you would like, sir. It's okay. Oy vey. What a rachmanis on him. He must be very nervous about something. I have to be danim lakav schos. I'll just stand over here not to have to make him get up again. I don't want to aggravate him. I see Salant is coming up anyway.
We're pulling into the Salant station! Next up, Salant!
Rabbi Yisrael, how was your trip?
My trip? Baruch Hashem. It was a little bit of an assignment, but Baruch Hashem, I didn't get angry.
What happened?
It's okay. Do I have any appointments now?
Yeah, there's a man coming. Oh, he's coming from the same city you were. He wants to take a feher on Hilchas Shechita.
Okay. That's interesting. I didn't see anyone on the train who looked like he was going to take a feher.
He's here.
Oh, no. It's him.
Where's the Rav? Where's the Rav? Let's go. I want to take my feher ready. I'm so nervous.
The Rav is this way.
Well, take me to him.
Okay. There's the Rav. He's sitting by the table. No, it's okay, relax.
I didn't know that you're very small.
Sit down, relax, it's okay. Everything is all right, don't worry about it. So, you want to take a feher in Hilchas Shechita?
Shechita?
Yeah, right. Can you tell me the exact Mokem HaShechita?
The tail?
Oy vey. Can I see your knife?
Huh?
Your knife.
Which knife?
The knife of the Shechita.
Oh, here, it's in this case.
Oy vey. That looks like a map of Tarnopol. Do you know the knife is supposed to be straight?
It's straight. All the curves are straightly curved. Around and around. I made it myself.
Yes, but the knife is supposed to be 100% straight, so it's sharp.
That knife is sharp. I peeled apples with it the whole way. It worked perfectly.
Can you tell me what the simone shchita are?
Simone shchita? A simon?
Right.
Oh, yeah. I know. I learned that. Eli mitzias shalai ve'eli chayv lahachris. If the simon is
no, simon about the shchita.
The simon about the shchita. I think I just had a simon that I flunked. I'm just nervous.
Chaim, come in here. Take this young man. Start learning with him Hilchas Shechita. I want to see if he's really nervous or he's just not shaykh to Shechita.
Rabbi, why is that your concern? If he failed,
please do as I said.
Yes, Rabbi. Rabbi, we've been learning with him 3 months. He could be a good shaykh, but all this time and effort, you don't even know the man.
Keep learning with him until he can pass.
Yes, Rabbi.
So, can I see your knife?
Yes, Rabbi, here it is.
Beautiful. This is a beautiful knife. Tell me, what does Shia mean?
Oh, Shia means that you have to shecht in one shot and you can't stop in the middle.
Very good. Well, I've asked you many, many questions. I've seen you shecht. I've seen your knife. I think you're ready.
Thank you.
I'll sign your smicha.
By the way, Rabbi, I know I made you crazy on the train. I mean, whatever you wanted to do, I wouldn't even want to get up for you. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You were nervous. I understand. It's all right.
Thank you.
Rabbi?
Yes, Chaim?
Why did you invest so many months in order to teach him? I mean, he failed. Send him away. You heard what he said about the train ride. Yeah, he said that he wasn't behaving on the train. Wow, he must have been acting very abrasive and insulting. And listen, it's not important what he did. But this was my problem. There was no way that I could say you failed without being worried about feeling a tiny tinge of revenge. I couldn't pass him if he doesn't know, and I couldn't fail him because I was scared that there would be some personal satisfaction in that. So I had no other choice but to somehow hope that somehow we could teach him. And Baruch Hashem, we were able to teach him. But Rebbe, you would never have nekama. I'm a human being like other human beings. And I have to make sure. I have to work on it, even if it takes 6 months. Mashallah. The pasuk says, V'lava shakayin midei vad. Rashi says, Shetehei kimidasai. Midasai, the Vilna Gaon says, also means his midais. The kayin had to work on his midais until the big day kahuna fit him. And sometimes you have to work 6 months on your midais.
But I'm not Rabbi Yisrael Salanter.
Then you have to work on your midas until you are Mashallah. Don't scream about the second piece of cake if it's not the cake, but you're just trying to take revenge.
Baruch, wait, you can have a second piece. There's an extra piece, you can have it. And it's not from the floor, don't worry. Thanks, Mashallah.
Mashallah, second piece? I thought there were exactly 32 pieces.
Rebbe, I gave him mine.
Mashallah, welcome to the kahuna.